You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 320, covering week 25, June 19th to 25th, 2023. The FreeBSD project celebrated its 30th anniversary on June 19th in 1993 via an unofficial set of patches to 386 BSD. A 4.3 BSD fork was created where it was planned to develop a fast, stable, and reliable OS for systems with i386 processors. Kent Overstreet, in his speech at the Linux Storage File System Memory Management and BPF Summit 2023, summed up the results of his work on the transfer of the bcachefs file system to the main composition of the Linux core and talked about plans for further development of this file system. In May, an updated set of patches with the implementation of the bcachefs was proposed for inclusion in the main composition of the Linux kernel. The readiness to review the implementation of bcachefs before the inclusion in the core was announced at the end of 2020. The purpose of bcachefs is to achieve the level of XFS in performance, reliability, and scalability, while providing additional features inherent in ButterFS and ZFS, such as the inclusion in the partition of several devices, multi-layer layouts, replication, caching, transparent data compression, status cuts, and the ability to record the amount of the data, storage of information in encrypted form. In terms of performance, bcachefs is ahead of ButterFS and other FS based on the copy-on-write mechanism, and demonstrates a working speed close to ext4 and XFS. The SysLinux OS 12 distribution has been published, built on Debian 12, and aimed at providing a bootable live environment optimized for system integrators and administrators. To download, builds with GNOME and Mate have been prepared. It includes a selection of pre-installed applications for monitoring and diagnosis of the network, tunneling traffic, launching a VPN, remote access, intrusion detection, security checks, simulating networking and traffic analysis, which can be used immediately after downloading the distribution to a USB drive. Many applications were included. See the next issue of the magazine for a full listing. In SysLinux OS, the Linux kernel has been updated to version 6.3.8. It implements a more understandable name for the network interfaces, ETH0, WLAN0, etc. The environment works in live mode but also supports installation on a disk with the help of the Calamaris installer. SDL, Simple Direct Media Layer 2.28.0 library is out. It is aimed at simplifying the writing of games and multimedia applications. The SDL library provides such tools as hardware-reusable 2D and 3D output, input processing, sound reproduction, 3D output via OpenGL, OpenGL-ES, Vulkan, and many other related operations. The library is written in the C language and distributed under the ZLib license. Bindings are provided to use the SDL in projects in a different programming language. Of note, the release includes the addition of functions SDL underscore has Windows Surface and SDL underscore destroy Windows Surface. Service. To switch between the API SDL underscore DL underscore Redderer and SDL underscore Surface, the new event SDL display event underscore moved the main screen s.leo underscore screen underscore keyboard to control the display of the on-screen keyboard. SUSE Linux Enterprise 15 SP5 is out. The distribution can be downloaded and used for free, but access to updates and fixes is limited to a 60-day trial period. The release is available in builds for ARCH64, PPC64LE, S390X, and x86-64 architectures. SLES SP5 supports full binary package compatibility with the open SUSE Leap 15.5 distribution community, which was released 2 weeks ago. The high level of compatibility is achieved through the use of a set of binary packages in OpenSUSE instead of reassembling source packages. It is assumed that users can first form and test a working solution using OpenSUSE and then switch to the commercial version of SUSE Linux with full support, SLA, certification, long release of updates, and advanced means for mass implementation without unnecessary complications. Red Hat has announced a change in the approach to publishing the source code packages of RHEL and will discontinue the publication of packages in the CentOS Git repository. The only publicly available source of the RHEL packages will now be the CentOS Stream repository. For Red Hat's customers and partners, they can download the package code corresponding to RHEL releases through the company's client portal, which requires an account to access. For CentOS and CentOS Stream projects, a new source distribution model will not lead to noticeable changes, but third-party distributions such as Alma Linux, Rocky Linux, Oracle, and Euro Linux, created by reassembling RHEL packages, will have to significantly revise their development processes or bypasses to access the package code from RHEL releases. PeerTube 5.2 was announced. PeerTube offers an independent alternative to YouTube, Dailymotion, and Vimeo, independent of individual providers, using a content distribution network based on P2P communications and linking visitors' browsers. The project is distributed under the AGPL V3 license. This version will make hosting a PeerTube platform easier, more resilient, and cheaper. Intel and Blockade Labs have jointly developed an LDM 3D latent diffusion model for 3D machine learning model to generate images and related depth maps based on text descriptions in natural language. The development allows you to form three-dimensional visual content, such as spherical panoramic images, that can be viewed in 360-degree mode. The model can be used in games and virtual reality systems for the interactive formation of three-dimensional environments. A ready-made model for machine learning systems is available, which can be used with PyTorch and code designed to generate images using models from the Stable Diffusion project. The model is distributed under the permissive Creative ML OpenRail-M license, which allows use for commercial purposes. Tor Browser 12.5 is presented, continuing to develop functionality based on Firefox 102 ESR. The browser is focused on ensuring anonymity, security, and privacy, and all traffic is redirected only through the Tor network. Tor builds are prepared for Linux, Android, Windows, and Mac OS. To provide additional protection, Tor Browser includes an HTTPS-only setting that allows you to use traffic encryption on all sites where possible. To reduce the threat from attacks using JavaScript and blocking the plugins by default, the NoScript add-on is available. FTE Proxy and OBF S4 proxy are used to combat traffic locking and inspection. Proxmox Virtual Environment 8.0 is out, a specialized Linux distribution based on Debian GNU/Linux aimed at deploying and maintaining virtual servers using LXC and KVM, and able to replace products such as VMware, vSphere, Microsoft Hyper-V, and Citrix Hypervisor. Proxmox VE provides means to deploy virtual servers of industrial grade with a web-based interface designed to manage possibly thousands of virtual machines. The distribution has built-in tools for backing up virtual environments and available out-of-box support for clustering, including the ability to migrate virtual environments from one node to another without stopping the work. FlowBlade 2.10 is out, which allows you to compile films and videos from a set of individual videos, sound files, and images. The editor provides the means for trimming clips with accuracy down to individual frames, processing them with filters and multi-level layout of images for embedding in the video. The project code is written in Python and distributed under the GPL V3 license. The builds are prepared in Flatpak format. The MLT framework is used for video editing. The FFmpeg library is used to process various video, sound, and image formats. The interface was built using PyGTK. For mathematical calculations, the NumPy library is used. PIL is used for image processing. You can use plugins with the implementation of video effects from the collection of FryOR, as well as sound plugins, LADSPA, and GMIC image filters. OpenSnitch 1.6 has been published, developing an open analog of the proprietary dynamic firewall Little Snitch. The application allows you to interactively monitor your network activity of user applications and block unwanted network traffic. The project code is written in the Go language, the GUI is written in Python and PyQt5, and is distributed under the GPL V3 license. Packages in RPM and DEB formats have been prepared for installation. OpenSnitch displays a dialog where you decide on the continuation of the network operation or block network activity. The program allows you to set access rules that allow you to consider applications, users, target hosts, and network ports. Access can be provided both on a permanent basis and limited only to the current process or temporary. OpenSnitch also allows you to configure the batch filter through the graphical interface, keep network activity statistics, and log it. DOS Yago has opened the source code of the Browser Box Pro platform, which implements a remote browser isolation system under the GPL V3 license. Browser Box Pro provides an additional layer of client systems protection when navigating the web, implemented through the removal of web page processing functions to an isolated environment that can be performed on another host or in the cloud. The platform code is written in JavaScript using the Node.js platform. Browser Box Pro provides a kind of proxy for viewing sites, taking on the function of drawing web pages. Chrome browser is used, running in a separate isolated environment in headless mode. The user is provided with a web interface that reproduces the browser interface. The code of sites opened through this web interface is processed in an isolated environment, and the client only receives by the already drawn content. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can find my contact information on itsmoss.com. I'll see you next week.